Cleet used to sell the Sunday paper in front of St. Mary's Church every Sunday, and he would pick the papers up from downtown Sandusky and drive them over to church and sell them, and then when he was done, he'd have to return them and, you know, pay for the papers that he'd sold. So John and Joel and I, we'd sit in the car with him, and we'd all go down there to take the papers back. And while Cleet would be in there shooting the breeze with the fellow at the paper place there, us boys would take off and play by the water. And they had these what looked like big ore docks. I mean, they were made out of concrete. And, you know, they had high walls on them, 6-8 feet high walls. And I thought that they used to, you know, bring the ore boats into these things. And we're out there playing, and after 20 minutes or so, Cleet comes out, and he wouldn't holler at John, Joel, or Larry, and then he'd just come out and go, ah, and we hear him holler, and we knew it was us, you know. But Ginny and Cleet used to do that all the time. Is whenever you called your kid's name out, every kid in the neighborhood would answer. But if you just holler out the back door, their grown kids knew who that was, they come running home. Anyway, he hollers us. So the three of us are running along the edge of the water there, and the pier. And as we're running, John gives me a shoulder block and hits me, and I go flip flopping and right into the water. Oh man, I'm splashing around. I thought, oh man, I'm a done for. I'm going to drown there. And I'm, you know, splashing like. And John says, "Well, stand up." I stood up, and the water already come up to about my waist. Yeah, but then the problem was getting out of the water. I'm about 8 feet down on a concrete pier, and luckily there was a rope there, and I pulled myself up. But that scared the hell out of me. And then,
that's amazing that you pulled yourself.
Yeah, well, back then I was still strong enough to do that. Now I wouldn't be. I would have. Now I probably would have drowned. I would have gone.
You're
not going. Yeah, and then they took old newspapers and put them on the seat of the car to get me home. Yeah, and Jenny was surprised. Says, "How did I always stay so clean? How did I get so dirty? All that mucky water."